Hey, folks, it's time for a fishing report. Hey, Leaf.
How's it going, Deb?
It's going pretty good. Well, it seems like every time we talk, it feels a little bit cooler, a little bit more fall-like, and summer is sort of growing into the distance.
Winding down.
Yeah. And I always have to ask, I know you're out there fishing.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on the river? That's what I'm most curious about. How is all this season change changing up things there?
Well, for one, I've put my waders on twice now. Today was the second time.
Okay.
Yeah, I finally broke down. I mean, it was just a little too cold, especially with the wind we've had lately. You know, I do see that it's going to even out a little bit. Like I was saying before, I think it's trying to fake us out. I don't think it's going to stay like this.
No,
I
know what you're saying.
We'll get a little bit of warm, but let this remind you to get out there and enjoy it when the warm does come back. But don't expect the water to get back to that same temperature again. That's it as far as the warmth in that river water. It's going to be a little bit on the cool side now.
So the river will slowly, gradually,
but
consistently just get slightly cooler, slightly cooler, even though the days are going to be so hopefully Indian summer-like.
Yeah, I've noticed this desire for it to stay warm, you know, at this point. And and I found that, when you're directly in the sun, you'll feel it still. And when there's no clouds out, but that water doesn't warm back up. And, man, if you get in the shade, it feels almost like 5 degrees cooler right now.
Oh, I'll bet. No, I can feel it out in the air. One thing, you know, that I'm curious about, and I know you've mentioned this before, that in the summer, the hatch, the bugs, it kind of slows down. The bugs are actually kind of tiny.
Yeah.
But on the shoulder seasons, the fall and spring and so on, it's a little bit different. So things are probably going to start changing.
Yeah, seeing these kind of parallels that we were talking about between midwinter, midsummer, mid-spring, mid-fall, or, you know, ramping up to or coming down from those points, you kind of see a similarity in the spring and fall in that there are bigger bugs. And I think it's just because, you know, there's you've got your tiny little bugs coming off midsummer. It's just so incredibly hot, and you have tiny bugs coming off in the midwinter because it's just so incredibly cold and it's so extreme. I think it's just sort of been nature's way of adapting that they don't really produce some super huge bugs at that time. You know, we do have our golden stoneflies, but those guys will like to come off in the nighttime because it's probably so hot in the daytime for them. So,
well, there's something to that. I mean, maybe it's the same type of thing. There's so many fish up in the North Pacific, up around Alaska and so on. You'd think, oh, that's too cold. But no, actually, there's tons of food up there. Tons of fish up there.
And they've all adapted from the food to the fish to live where they are and become the fish that they are, just like ours. And, you know, like I was telling you, fishing has still been good on the Methow, and you got to respect our West Slope cutthroat for that matter. Man, I got into one of those and had a tussle with one the other day and got snapped off right here in the Twisp area.
Oh, really?
You know, I mean, I had the thing almost to hand for like the third time and was being careful with it. And it really worked hard to get it from behind this rock and the main flow and through all this crazy flow. If it had gone downstream, I would have looked like when I tried to run down Hazard County with the flip-flops on earlier this year. And so I was just trying not to do that. And so I was kind of bummed when I almost had it to hand and it took about half the pressure it should have to snap it off. I realized I'd put a wind knot in the line about 4 inches down on that segment of leader. And all I could do was just sit down cross-legged on that rock and kind of go, you know, and, you know, pout a little bit. And
stuff happens.
You know, after about, you know, 2 or 3 minutes of deep breathing, I was like, well, you know, you can't win them all. Just kind of dusted it off and went home on that one.
But you got to see him.
Yeah, I got Ahab'd. Oh, yeah, I saw that fish, man. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I figure I'll just give it a while and maybe go after that sucker again. But it hasn't been the only one. I've noticed it's been a little bit hit and miss, but then when you're hitting, you're really hitting well around here right now. There's some sort of stone coming off right now that's either a late summer or a yellow Sally looking stone. So even today when it was really cold and windy, I noticed fish coming up for those. Expect that October caddis to come off soon, and the green drakes as well too. And I look forward to those hatches, like we were saying, because it's not a thing where dry fly season is over because the hopper season is over. It's a thing where we're just switching bugs, and even though the water's getting colder, they'll still come up for them for about another month.
Yeah, Mother Nature always seems to have a source of food for them. You just need to kind of play into the flow
and serve them their favorite, man. That's what I've learned. And these October caddis, maybe it's got that taste thing that we were talking about that appeals to them, because they really like this bug that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you want to check out my buddy Thomas and I's recent adventure for gold in them thar hills.
Oh, yeah.
Or any of the stuff that we have going on, just go to the blog at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. At How Fishing Adventures, we keep that up to date. And if you'd like to contact us, just drop us a line there. And, hey, everybody, take care of each other and fish on.